This is Jim Zurs, podcast host and operator of SysRep, that's Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And we're back with a second visit with Ernie Armijo, sales manager at Berkshire Hathaway. Hello, Ernie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Good to see you again. It's been a couple weeks since our last podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wanted to bring you back on board. Talk about, we have a real estate professional that has decided that they want to make focusing on the senior market part of their business plan. What are the steps? Just, okay, I've decided to do this. What are the steps that you'd recommend that they take in order to get this going?
There's two parts to step one. Number one is looking at the budget, what it will cost to start the process. And starting the process starts with the education, going and getting SRES, which is Senior Real Estate Specialist certified. Mm-hmm. And so you can get that through Joe Ramos. You can get that through the board.
Right. In fact, he's done a podcast and he's on the website. Anybody Great. Interested in doing that can actually link right through for the next two courses we have. You're heavily recommending the SRES then, right?
Oh, absolutely. Without that, it's almost guaranteed you'll fail.
Wow.
Because
okay.
SRES does a few things for you. Number one, they give you not only the education, but they give you the tools how to market yourself. They'll give you access to a website where you have login and password. In there, you're able to generate marketing materials. You're able to take a pre-formatted template PowerPoint presentation and kind of customize it to yourself a little bit,
okay.
if need be, because it's a great program. Use that to talk to folks at a presentation. So let's say whether you're meeting them in person, or let's say at a senior center that they're allowing you to go in and teach on the subject, or let's say it's at a location that is being marketed to promote that education for the seniors. If you're having a seminar, then that's a great way and tool to be able to stay on target and track with what you're communicating to them.
Sure.
So that's,
now the other thing too that you know I want to mention is in my role as I talk to brokers' offices all through Southern California, mm-hmm. I'll do sales presentations and such, and I always ask how many of you are SRES. Maybe there might be one in most offices, so that's a big differentiator. Yeah. I know you talked about this before.
Right.
You've developed this culture for the agent listening to this that's decided to do this. There's a good chance that you're going to be unique in just getting the designation and putting that on your business mm-hmm. card and marketing yourself as a specialist, right?
Yeah. Let me touch on that really quick. From that standpoint, in my opinion, it's a niche marketing system. When you're looking at the three pillars, which I explained the last time, three
pillars.
Well,
you did the one. What are the three? You
okay.
mentioned the one, but what are the other two, I guess?
Yeah. So for me, three pillars are, one, a geographical area that you're farming. Two, it could be corporate clients like bank-owned properties or clients that are developing properties to sell, investors.
Does that include if an agent wants to make probate sales as part of their
yep.
business plan? That'd be maybe the attorneys.
That would be attorneys.
They're looking to target, right?
Absolutely. And so for me, SRES and probate all tie into each other. That would be two pillars. So what I mean by three pillars is that you count a pillar of business where you're targeting. So that could be several different places that you're pulling business in from. But if you really, and so I call it three pillars because you want to focus. You don't want to be the jack of all trades and the master of none. You want to go in and master three things that you're really good at to generate business and stick to it. They're three niche products. So for me, probate SRES style marketing is one of my pillars. Number two, bank-owned corporate business, and then I take on a geographical farm. So those are my three pillars. But somebody else's pillars could be that maybe open house is one of their pillars. All they're doing is open house. Number two, they're just doing mailers to specific types of people. And then number three, it could be that they're running advertisements, or they're on Zillow, or they're on social media marketing. It depends on what their message is. That's the beauty of being here at Lakewood. I'll sit down and I'll customize a marketing package, a business plan just for the agents that are here in the office. Mm-hmm. And then I give them the tools and resources they need in order to educate themselves, the tools to be able to get out there and really market themselves to mm-hmm. get the most amount of opportunity to help individuals out there and with their real estate needs.
And yeah, and that sounds like a good guideline for agents in general, is they have three pillars of business.
Absolutely.
The assumption here is that if you're this far into this part of it, the senior market is one of the three pillars.
Yes.
Is that, yeah.
That is correct. So education is key. It's just like Joe Ramos says, knowledge is power. And without the knowledge, you do not have the ability or the power to go out and help folks. You can have the ability to want to and go out there and do it and then horribly fail at it because you don't have the education or knowledge to really know what to do, how to do, and to make sure that it's a great, smooth transaction. So I pride myself in preparation. You must be prepared. there's a saying, luck. What's the definition of luck? Preparation meeting opportunity equals luck, mm-hmm. or in my opinion, equals success. Mm-hmm. So if you're prepared for when the opportunity presents itself or you put yourself in front of, now you can successfully process and be a winner. So that's part of what I subscribe to. And you know, it works. We have a 40-year-old office here, award-winning year in, year out. I'll be at our top 25 gala on the beach in Huntington Beach, right mm-hmm. on the water, presenting the 25 top agents in our organization of 1,500 agents. And guess what? Four of my agents are getting awards.
Now, is Warren Buffett hand those out by any chance? I got to ask you the question.
You know, he doesn't. He sent a handwritten note thanking us for the invitation.
Oh, okay. So you invite him, but of course he's...
Yeah, he's busy.
He's busy. He's doing something to do with billions of dollars.
You know, he's a little busy moving money around.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about education. It makes great sense. You got to get the knowledge mm-hmm. in order to start building the credibility. You do that with the SRES designation,
platform, yes.
that platform. Mm-hmm. The idea here with SysRep is that contributes to that as well.
Yes, and ties right into it.
The idea with SysRep is that you're a resource. You know about a lot of different topics. The SRES mm-hmm. is the same approach. If I were to ask you to list the different disciplines that someone should begin to focus on, as a follow-on, what kind of resources would you recommend? Just starting from scratch, hey, I really mm-hmm. want to do this, and now I want to get going.
So once you complete the SRES class, mm-hmm. and in that class, Joe Ramos provides exceptional material. Once you get through there, you will have the foundation to build on. But then it's the budgeting that won't be in the class. So it's finding out what it costs to market, how to get in front of those folks, what the mailer looks like. Who do you contact to be able to get the lead and the mailer put together and get it pushed out? Now, that's a little bit expensive because you're going to be reaching out to folks, 2,000, 5,000 of those folks, and you have to do it consistently in all things.
And that's targeting a segment that you've defined as seniors, somewhat geographically, close to the agent, right?
Yeah. Well, you're going to take zip codes and cities that you service. Of those, you're going to find so many that fit the criteria. Joe Ramos talks about the two-story jobber. You know, they're living in a two-story place. Both probably have had hip surgery.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's the common scenario, sure.
Yeah, so they're no longer going upstairs. They need to downsize, the reality. And so part of the tools that you'll need is dealing with the LA County's assessor's office with Prop 13, Prop 60, Prop 90, Prop 110. All of these propositions that help with the different scenarios. And understanding those propositions is going to be key, because if you don't understand them, then you can mislead and misdirect folks that won't get the full benefit of dealing with the right professional.
Now, is that in the SRES class as well, or is that something you got to go out and figure out?
No. Joe Ramos does a great job of sharing those resources.
That's in there too. Okay, great.
Yep. So, I mean, the price of the class is nothing in comparison for what you get. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my opinion, he should probably charge $33,000 for that class.
All right. Yeah.
Because what he's giving is giving a niche business that can help someone to help others. But in turn, they're helping themselves, because now they're boosting their career and growing the biggest population on the planet right now that owns property that's free and clear and has a real need. And mm-hmm. so understanding their need and getting out there and really, truly giving them the resources and help that they need will develop business. And that's what we're here for. We're here to develop business. Berkshire Hathaway pays me to develop business. Mm-hmm. The community engages me for the resources, education, and knowledge of what their needs are. Mm-hmm. And so it takes a professional to understand, okay, when do I need a reverse mortgage person to join in on this? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need a reverse mortgage person. You're going to need a title rep. You're going to need a marketing person. You're going to need Carol Kwan at the tax assessor's office. Mm-hmm. You're going to need these folks. You're going to need a probate attorney. You're going to need an elder attorney. You're going to need a paralegal. All of this ties in. And so if you're targeting SRES, you're absolutely going to want to get involved with probate mm-hmm. because that ties in. And so probate is a result of unprepared people. You also have to help those folks. And all of this links in with each other. So those could be two pillars. I look at those as one pillar. SRES and probate run hand in hand. But understanding also that you need to connect with trust attorneys, because a lot of these elders do not have trust in place. And that by itself is a one subject, multiple hour
oh, absolutely.
conversation.
Yeah, and we do have one of the other podcasts. We do have a trust attorney that's done a podcast with us.
And those are amazing.
And then we have agent testimonials repeatedly where there's no trust.
Yeah.
The property goes into probate, and what a nightmare that is.
And I've helped families in probate. I've listed those properties. Mm-hmm. And the amount of bickering, I mean, it's chaotic. And you can easily save the family from being torn apart just by educating folks on what happened. Mm-hmm. Because it's just human nature. Greed is a human, it's just natural for a human to figure out, well, this is my piece of America. This was my parent that I helped. This is my folks that I grew up with, and this belongs to me. But then you might have three or four other people that think the same way.
Sure.
And then depending on what county you're in, now the judge looking at it saying, okay, let's go ahead and take care of this. This is how it will be divided. Instead of going that route, it's best for the person to have be responsible with their assets, engage a trust attorney, get the message of what they want done, what's their best wishes, and then get it going.
Yeah.
I mean.
But then, like you said, there's lots of cases where that didn't happen. Now you still got to help those folks, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole probate.
That's the whole probate. Yeah. And then the other part, remember, SRES, it's dealing with every aspect of the senior. It's also dealing with Medicare, Medi-Cal. If you don't have an attorney that understands that, and I mean really understands that, because there's these misconceptions and misunderstandings that happen that will cost and be very expensive. So the right thing to do is to engage the professional that understands it. We're real estate agents. We do great at doing what? Selling real estate, preparing it, marketing it, and selling it, having a smooth transaction for our client. That's what we do. I don't do reverse mortgage, so it's best that I engage with you. So that way you walk them through the process. And then it's best that I have a trust attorney that understands trust and understands the needs of that particular client.
So it really is the team concept and building this team around you. You're this resource, which is the SysRep Venn,
again, yep.
The logo with the real estate agent in the middle. And there's these other aspects around that. And
absolutely.
That's the SRES team or the senior team.
It is. And it's funny because it could be Ernie Armijo going out talking to the senior community. And then it could be you going out and talking to the senior community and identifying needs and saying, hey, Ernie, this senior has this need. We need to downsize them. Mm-hmm.
It's all intertwined, isn't it?
Intertwined.
Absolutely.
And it's not that you're feeding off me, I'm feeding off you, you need me more than I need you situation. Because I heard someone say that the other day, lenders need me, we're the ones who feed them. And I said, no. That's not the opinion I have, nor the practice.
Right.
We're all partners in this, and we are helping our communities. And I don't view any other vendor as less of a service provider than myself. We're all working together for the common good, to be able to service our clients honest, ethically, for the best use of to serve them with what their needs are and not our own selfish needs. And I will leave with this. Real estate agents have to interview and assess the people they're getting involved with from this sector of the marketplace so they can provide the excellent service to our clients to make sure that their needs are met and that we're leading them down the right road. And if you're a real estate agent listening to this, perchance your broker is not involved with SRES and probate and you want someone that's a professional that has the resources, come see me. I can help you. My name's Ernie Armijo, and I'm with Berkshire Hathaway. Thank you for your time.
Very good. Great. Thanks, Ernie.